That's the name of the segment, Musty Report.
nigga could do something musty. You ain't even got to be musty. You could just do some musty type shit.
Yeah. Is the Musty Report for sure? Because 50 Cent is definitely
doing some musty shit.
Boy, that's, we need to talk about that. Because he could throw that clip in anywhere.
That's
the Musty Report.
50 Cent said, man, he ain't got nothing against Diddy except for Diddy tried to press something against him.
I think he broke.
That nigga like a scorned ex.
No, cause you the production crew, get boys, like you had to get crafty, nigga.
I wanted to go shopping for cars, it's, not clothes.
I don't like a nigga is too so much where I have to find a line producer.
Yeah,
that's a lot of not like it's. Yeah. It's niggas we don't like, and it's niggas that cause you have to produce a show takes days of just 50 long was
like,
nights.
No, I'm telling you, it's not because I don't like him. It's because he tried some fruity stuff with me.
This is a cash cow.
Yeah. I'm profiting off his demise.
I'm gonna get it out his ass.
Take it out your head, Diddy. Yeah.
Hey man, that is so funny that he got the footage of Diddy shoot himself, bruh, trying to get off the case.
You know what I just thought would be real funny, bruh? I don't even know if the Netflix joint has came out by the time we shot this, right, but it's not out right now. It's, but you know what would be crazy? If he showed all the dudes that Diddy fondled and messed with, but the background music was Many Men.
That's the intro.
How many niggas did he fuck with? Many Men. many men.
Just skeet pardon me, though. Lord, I don't fuck no more. I just watch niggas fuck my hoe. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on my hoe. Cassie got all them hoes.
Many men.
Just go cancel us. Yeah.
Many men. Sleep at my feet.
Well, 50, you was walking around here with no shirt on.
I mean, what you want me to do?
You got them titties out with them tattoos and them chains.
You had on a bra. I remember that.
You know how...
I mean, that 50 Cent, bro.
Niggas see you in your bed, like, on stage, like, nigga, Tyler working out, nigga be like, you want to go shopping? Nigga, what? You ain't hit him?
And that's what I'm saying. That's the Terry Crews effect. You got
you
to
ain't
hit him.
Hit him, bro? Come on, man.
Yeah, especially in front of your wife, Terry.
Come on, bro.
Come on, somebody. But come you see, on. Terry Crews got a million commercials now. Like, he's the host of everything.
No, he had on the American suit. I said, oh, yeah, they fuck, buddy.
As soon as he said, he grabbed my balls in front of my wife.
He touched my balls in front of me. Wait. they go to his wife. She over there. Whoa. His wife looked like Valcor from Never in the Story. You remember that damn dragon dog?
I'm not going
okay,
there
I'm
with
sorry.
You.
Terry Crews gonna beat my ass.
Hey, but she do look like that.
All you gotta do is fake it like you're grabbing dick. Ah!
Big swole niggas can't fight, so you ain't
nah,
got
nigga, I wish Terry Crews hit me. I'm falling out on the ground. I cannot wait to get bullied by one of these muscle
man.
Niggas.
Hey, man.
I'm finna say fat shaming at first. He ain't even call me fat. And I'm like, oh, and then he said, shut your fat mouth. I'm looking at the camera and crying this out. It don't work.
It just won't stop.
Many dicks.
All right, man, let's go to this gentle lady. But he looked like somebody I know, though.
He looked like he's gonna make a goddamn ham sandwich cold.
Oh, you know what? She comes to, that's who he looked like. She come to, what you call it, a lot. She come to the spot a lot. It's my girl, too, K-Star. She came to see me all the way up in Cleveland one time.
Oh, yeah?
Man, look just like this little boy
I put this clip in here to show that the studs are reappropriating husky dude culture. Like, they doing the shit that we already was doing, and now you doing regular.
Yeah.
Jogging suit is fat man shit. You can go back to the Italian, not even Soprano. We talking about Italian mobsters. They wore them Sergio Tacchini sweatsuit. All the fat was then.
Yeah.
Al Sharpton, 80s. Jogging suit, that's fat shit. That's fat drug dealer shit.
I heard the feds gave that to Al Sharpton. It's like when you go
but
over there.
But Nike Tech is like the, that's like Unk wear. That's like comfortable wear.
Well, you know who,
like,
well, I don't know. You know who took that over? The YNs took over Nike Tech for sure.
The YNs with ovaries took that from them. That's what I'm saying. It's been reappropriated and regentrified and remixed. We do regular fat dude. Like a Tim, this haircut was my haircut in the 11th grade.
Yeah.
And now, The aunties got it. The aunties have taken it away. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so would it be a YS? Instead of a YN?
A Young Stud?
Yeah. That's a good rap name.
Young auntie.
Yo, they got one. That's what's the name, baby mama?
Young auntie. Oh, Rick Ross, baby mama. Rick she Ross was hilarious. But yeah, look, young man, wearing a tracksuit is not stud activity. Stud doing fat people shit. And now
you all right, man.
It looks crazy. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They so young, they don't even know. Like, it was a time that there was no studs.
Now, what you need to do is have a sit down with your parents about your barber. And what phase we taking this to? Because I think if he had a crisp type of lineup, nobody would ever call him a stud. He got hair like a woman that don't care about her hair.
He looks like a stud. Auntie. Yeah.
a stud. A woman don't care about her hair.
Want to pick up somebody else's kids.
Get that man a lineup. They won't never call him that at school. But he seemed like a good sport, man. Shout out to him. He seemed like he probably can roast too, so he probably roasted him.
This going to make you have to roast.
Yeah. You better get your roast on, man.
Forged in the fire.
Forged in fire. Okay. The sports talk with Ronnie.
Hey, man. I have never seen girls dunk so much in my life. And I just, it still look like, okay. Mm-hmm. you'll be jacking off and done off the wrong clip. Like, I didn't mean to.
Where's this going?
I'm just talking about when the dunks don't hit like a regular.
Oh. It's like when you bust, but the nigga face be on the camera.
Yeah. You're like, damn it.
Okay. Ah, I gotta reset my phone. Everything. Welcome. Bienvenidos. We're back. Oh, that never happened.
You jacking off in an ad pop up. He's like, God damn it. I didn't beat it. You just popped up, bro.
Man, I've been jacking off so many times. My mama had called in the middle of that shit. I was like, why am I using? Why I ain't screen? Going to do not disturb? Yeah. Mama.
Mama looking at you.
I'll call you back. I was almost to the end. Is that a tip?
When a nigga got a real picture on the ring, and he's sitting there like, damn it.
Why I put this profile picture of my grandmother?
I just knew this was going to piss you off. Because Tyler and Ferg can dunk for real.
This is the title, Top 10 Dunks from Women's Basketball, and not all college, so women's like high school as well. Oh, she caught somebody. Oh. Ashton Watkins, she played for South Carolina now. She also wears boxers.
Yeah.
Toby, two-hand over behind the head. Letitia. Ooh.
Oh, my God.
She didn't even know how to dunk. She she dunked on her way up. Boy, she got
some. I'm way up here.
There you go, Candace Parker.
Where your ass, boy?
Tell you something.
Bitch.
Now, that was a horrible dunk, but let me tell you what she's worse at. Commentating. Jesus
Did
Christ,
you
know,
like,
boy. Kick Candace Parker off my TV talking about basketball, bro. I know she know basketball, man, but I just don't like to hear it from her, man. She just be talking about like the stuff that she used to do with her old teammates and how they used to be, man. Talk about the game I'm watching, bro. That's just the problem with, I'm sorry, man. Let me go off real quick as a single man. You can't do this. Yeah. That's the problem with women in sports, man. They be talking about it like how they tell you stories about their day. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me. Give me stats, facts, and what's going on, man. I don't want to hear about how you felt when in one time you got technical and you got flagrant foul. I don't give a shit. You don't even get periods.
And the girls you play against is teaching now.
Right. It was all trash.
It's like everybody
shout out to you. You is a Hall of Famer, man, but get off the microphone, bro. You and Doris Burke. Hilarious. My mama hate Doris Burke, boy. God damn.
You know, the only one we really liked was Willow Bay. Like back in the day.
Who?
Remember Willow Bay? Which would be with Mar Rashad on Inside Stuff.
Oh, yeah. All those things are fine. Silent reports, everything. But I'm talking about when the women that commentate, that means they talk the whole entire game. Willow Bay wasn't doing
it. That's irritating for sure. Especially if you're a player and man. You know it's a big
deal. Women don't even like to hear women's voice that long.
Boy.
You feel what I'm saying?
Boy.
Anyway, let's keep watching these dunks.
I can't do it.
Fran Beliebe.
Out of here.
Out
of here.
Fran is nice. Fran got a good dunk. Lisa Leslie. I remember I was watching this game. My mom used to make us watch WNBA games. Now, Brittany Griner don't count.
Hey, yeah, her voice deeper than mine.
It said top 10 women's dunks.
Man, yeah, Brittany Griner, yeah, she definitely got a dick by now.
Come on, man. That's why she was in Russia for real.
That's what they want to tell us. Yeah, Brittany Griner got a goddamn schlong on her.
Came back with the pole.
She came back with a Polish sausage.
So I went to Poland. Got my pole on.
So vape pen is
shout out to you. And she's a father, so I don't know. Oh, no, I think, did they break up? Oh, man.
She got to pay child support. Welcome to being a nigga.
Ain't it fun?
I don't feel bad about none of this stuff. Ain't I don't it? Feel bad about no steps
no
does.
No steps does, man.
When y'all break up, this you got to do the same shit, bro. You should do the same thing.
Just open that pussy up. Now you got to open your pocketbook. Ain't that something?
But you best believe my homeboy wife Dunk, I'm sending him the clip. Hey, this your lady?
Your lady jump high as fuck. There she go again, old girl from Stanford. This was her in high school, though.
I'm talking about easy.
Yes. Brittany grinding the All-Star game. Get that nigga off the court.
Bro, that's a man.
Damn, that girl got Fran. Damn, is she even in the NBA or WNBA right now? She got 3 dunks out of top 10.
She's in the G League. She played for the Memphis Mulligans. Maybe I'm crazy.
Play for the Baton Rouge Bitches.
They were the Stanford Studs.
Play for the Denver Dykes.
The Denver Dykes.
Louisiana Lip Lickers.
The Denver Dykes undefeated. The altitude piece. You send an opponent's periods on their period. Come on, man.
Bruh.
I think it's because in the 90s, we so used to how it was. And it's like, sports is the last shit that's consistent through your whole life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that you remember, you did the same shit when you were 9. You just watching ESPN, watching the game. And here she come. I want to talk too. I understand women's rights, but shut up.
You got the right
There's
to
no
get
way
the fuck
to say
out
that
of here.
Politely, is it? I'm for y'all, but shut up.
Yeah,
it's like when your girl coming. My wife had started getting a haircut, cutting low, and she started coming to the barbershop. I hated it. I hated it.
That's
so
a violation,
much.
I think.
I'm like, you got to find your own barbershop. Yeah, you got to. I cussed him by.
I'll time. Cut your hair.
Yeah, that's your hair, bro. When your girl, it's the exact same thing. Your girl going to the barbershop. That's the, you know, the barbershop is the first podcast.
Yes. That's the wow. First. Yes.
So, yeah, don't come in the barbershop.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Get everybody your own needs barbershop. Their own space. Everybody needs their own space. Go see what's up. No, I want to go to one. You go too. No. One time for Corey Holcomb, man, and 2 times for liking, commenting, subscribing, Catacona. Share that thing.
Indeed.
We appreciate everybody that's done it and everybody that's gonna do it.
It's the legend right here.
But the legend, man, shout out to Corey Holcomb, 5150, man. He's a multi-hyphenate talented brother. And he has a song for you. And when I hear it, here you go.
Your girlfriend's back and she won't pout from that.
Human lube. Hey.
If you buy yourself, use it on your
human lube.
The best part of waking up is a slippery girl with a slippery ooh.
Why a nigga dressed like King Beef? Go King Beef. Go King Beef.
You're looking at a free man right here. This man is free.
Free man.
Kids gone.
No wife.
I'm out here single, man.
Rub it on your hard foot ass.
Human lube, man. Foot ass. That dude mind works a lot different than anybody else.
Corey Holcomb on a jazzy 80s beat. I'm always, man, come on,
human
man.
Human lube. I would like to know who the young lady is at the very beginning of the video.
How do you get casted for the human lube video? what am I going to be doing?
Nigga,
well.
Nigga put it in actor's access.
This lets you know who opened the email or not. Like, you ain't listen to the song, did you?
You didn't, huh?
You finna find out.
Nigga just pulled up.
Hey, this is one of our favorite YNs.
Hey, man, YN of the year, I think.
YN
of the year. I don't
first
even think it needs to be
in
the Hall
of Fame YN.
No, what you call it, categories or nominees, none of that, bro. The YN of the year.
Keeping it funky was a person.
Not just because he could hoop. This is not, we ain't talking about hoop right
not
now.
Not just because he's from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Keeping it funky
keeping
with a chick.
Keeping it funky, bro.
Niggas cannot do. Shout out to the people who married. I'm married. You can you can't keep it funky as you would like to. As years go by, your mate gets used to how real you keep it. They still kind of cringe a little bit. But this right here, unadulterated, this This reminds me
the fact that you got to call it funky and you can't say the truth is the part
that's the regular truth. That's what what's it's that all it talking is. About? Remember?
Regular truth.
Ugly Buddy Nietzsche. He was like, tell the truth is.
It's the regular juice. Talking about you gotta sauce it up and say, I'm trying to keep it funky with you. Like, no, yeah, I'm just trying to tell you the truth.
You gotta make it jazz because women act like your words hurt their skin. Yeah. I can feel it on my skin.
I got eczema. All right, here we go. YN of the Year award goes to none other than Ant Edwards, straight out of Atlanta, all the way from UGA into Minnesota.
I'm out of town. I'm technically imported.
Right.
He's talking to his girlfriend right now.
I come first.
I'm saying so I can't talk to my hoe.
Talk to your hoe. By all means, talk to your hoe.
Good question.
Just has a fat. You're blinded by just the fat ass. But look at the shape of it. Look at how she's looking with it.
All right, now you hating, bitch.
Yes.
You really hate.
She fine as fuck.
Bitch, I'm 22 years old with $90 million. Everything fine to me. So she mad that she had to come in from out of town and he's still talking to a bitch that he around.
It sounds like she overvalued her stock. Her stock evaluations were...
Talk about that.
Bitch projected. The shit on the flow chart at her meeting is not what's at his meeting.
Come on,
That's the disconnect a lot of people
have. Buy low, sell high.
What you feel about yourself on your pie chart, the dude you with who finna pay for all this shit, if he don't feel like you feel, you need to find out how he feel before you start talking because you don't know how many of yous he got.
Shout out to the ladies that let their pussy do the talking and they ain't got to do all that. They just like, I know he finna come back over here because
for him to be
alive.
Best.
Right. She didn't even know that. He just looking, sucking on a straw. Nigga drinking Sprite.
He with the girl talking about I can't talk to my hold up.
Yeah. I mean, she was asking questions. I think he just needed clarification, bro. Like, can I not talk to my hoe while you here? She's like, but I kind of get her point. If he flying her in and she only going to be there a few days, like, don't be talking. You could talk to these local hoes at any point. I think that was her point.
Yeah, I'm here.
But he was like, I'm Anthony Edwards. I don't think you remember that part.
And also, we live in Minnesota. What else am I going to do?
I'm fucking everything. I fuck Prince Niece.
You thought you was the only one on your flight? Oh, that's crazy.
I fuck Jimmy Jam Niece.
Bruh. You know the Minneapolis sound? Yeah, been over there.
Fuck all them Niece. Daughters, everybody.
All the people, yeah. New Power Generation, all Prince.
Fuck the bitch staff. Look like Prince.
Prince staff, you know Prince, housekeeper, daughter, fine.
No, owner got a daughter too, hey. Right? Clap that. Wine of the year, man. Wine of the year.
Give it up for him. Because a lot of people is out here lying. That's the thing. Like,
and that's why, and then that's how you get caught up in your, and I ain't trying to put this on brother, but like Offset. I feel like Cardi's the type, if he would have kept it real with her, like, yo, we young, we rich. I do want to be with you forever. Like, you my friend, but I'd still like pussy. I feel like she would have been like, I get it.
She'd be like, let's not pick these dusty bitches. You keep picking. That's the problem.
I get
it's cool, but you're picking dusties who can't wait to tell me that you picked them. That's one of the things.
Yeah, that's the disrespect.
That's the main thing. Did you see Offset and Finesse Two Time going back and forth?
Nah, that
you know, don't. He said, "Hey, you out here trying to sue a bitch, Mike." He said, "Nigga, you got a BBL. Get in the gym."
Finesse got surgery. I ain't seen him in a while.
But he still look crazy. Though. He still look like the Phillies mascot a little bit.
He got a half of fuck shaking like this. All right, what we got here? This one of your joints, right?
I don't even remember. Hit,
all right,
hit
well, here
play.
We go. Let's do it.
Let's see.
We both right on time.
Oh, we on our way, man.
Man. Ain't he
from
famous?
The nephew to the
oh, that's nephew Tommy.
Yeah, we on our way, man. I am beyond blessed to have installed a custom system made by yours truly, Tony.
That's so crazy, bro.
But I'm not doing Tommy. Your tutorial, Tony.
We're going to the big screen, man. Let's go.
He put a fade on him and everything, y'all, though, bro.
Hey, he turned Tommy is a dope.
Behind the eyes in 2026.
Now that nigga look
Let's
like
go.
A baby still.
But well, again, Shaw didn't look like that first. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man. The Dyke stole our look.
Studs. The Pimp C say this. It's a song called Pimpin' Ain't No Illusion with UGK and Master Kool Ace from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Pimp C said, the Dykes came through and they ruined all the game. Got all these hoes thinking they can manage their change.
Damn.
The Studs have came through in a wave of misinformation.
I'm like, bro, this nigga look famous, but that is bro. Nephew Tommy, dog.
Nephew Tommy doing a movie, but I just thought it was hilarious.
Now, shout out to the barber dude because he did a fucking amazing job.
I was just saying, like, would you ever?
I'm going to Turkey, though.
You going to, but you going to get this shit, girl? Like, you going
to, I would do that for a movie, obviously, but like to live like that, that don't seem comfortable. Have something glued onto your head.
Yeah.
That don't seem comfortable.
The car ain't got no roof.
Yeah, that don't seem like a good life. Hey, I feel like it's going to itch
but
and everything.
There's some unks out here doing that and living their regular life and like meeting young chicks and she don't know that he got a convertible.
And he got to take the top off. I did a double the Maybach.
He'll never go to sleep. He'll never get sleepy.
He just up. He did be wide.
He popped another perk. That is not no Percocet. That's his regular medicine.
Shit.
That is. I'm like the man wig has become common now. I don't understand how did that happen. Like dudes is not. We not doing aging no more. Like our dad is doing.
Turkey
like,
still not, around, man. Telling y'all.
Turkey man, get the hair off your booty, put it on your forehead.
Trying to tell y'all.
Oh yeah, these is this is a wedding reception, but the procession is dudes. This they homeboys, but they instead of flowers.
Oh,
girls,
so the grooms is doing is.
It's the dude.
They well, just, let me just watch it.
Just
you're
watch
right,
it, bro.
You're it's, right. White boy all off beat. Black dude is too.
Why they doing this still?
That's a stud, right?
Oh, that's an uncle. Oh. That might be.
That's a woman.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, there you go.
Hey.
Come on, man.
Player. You know he still got bitches.
Yeah, he look like he a pimp waiting in line to get to heaven.
He did all that just to do that.
So he the one getting married? Oh man, with the black shoes with the white suit, man, that's some cold shit.
This is Henry Combs' whole joke. They ready to sit out today, thinking
they doing a line dance by himself.
He really thinking, he like, should I do it? Thinking about stop not doing it. He like, wait a minute.
The pastor's like, man, I really need to charge. Hold on, hey.
But who thought of the walk down? Who thought? What is like Willie Earl James? Benita, come here.
I don't think nobody thought of it, bro. I think they just was like outside of doing like, you know, to be crazy.
If y'all walking like this,
y'all two in there.
Song, I'm gonna do it out here. Because
the first two didn't like they had enough time to practice for me to think that they just said something earlier about it. You feel me? I don't think he had enough time to practice.
The one who did the turnaround, she was like, oh, okay, we doing our own.
Right on. Where's like, my motorcycle?
And who's still making Jerry curls? Where you getting Jerry curl done in 2025? Oh boy, this was hilarious.
All right, looks like some home of the bigs in the land of the freaks.
Muscle fat dudes walking up.
What would you do?
This is my house. I have to defend it.
Oh, she's doing Home Alone. Okay, like, what is this? Chain that refrigerator. Oh man, whose house is that though?
Anybody?
How you get them big ass overalls? Nigga got some Oshkosh, but Jesus.
But why y'all big ass niggas together?
Right. How y'all know each other?
Are y'all kettleball friends? In a kettleball competition.
Hey man, how do y'all know each other? Where y'all meet?
Speaking of weightlifting, did you see it was like a woman's weightlifting competition and the black woman who was a real naturally born woman was second place and the transgender was first and you see the black woman looking up like this. She stepped down. It's some bullshit.
You got a whole dick right there.
Bro, you couldn't cut it in a man's heavy lifting.
Yep.
I don't think you should. I don't think any like lifting should be allowed. They can't do that, bro. It's like you got testosterone in your body.
Yeah,
you're
born
to do. Like you
anything that's like, if it involves pure strength,
it's not fair to the women who work hard. That's really that training.
That's
everything.
Why I don't be watching too many movies with a woman be beating up a bunch of dudes at once. It's just so unrealistic.
That's why The Equalizer is so funny. My mom just discovered it. I said, she beats some people very slow.
Oh, man.
She said, I said, yeah, it's been on like five seasons. I said, watch how slow
the Latifalizer.
Latifah get it's always a circle of dudes and they be waiting to get punched.
Yeah. But that's why I like the regular Equalizer of the movie with Denzel, because he actually be beating people up like how old nigga will beat you up.
And he be sitting there trying to enjoy his tea first. Like, yeah.
And he be like, oh, y'all got a problem? Hold on, nigga. Let me 13 seconds I'm gonna beep your ass. I'm gonna be over there to kill you. And by 15 seconds, I gotta take my medicine. In 23 seconds, then I'm gonna knock your ass out. And I'm gonna be in the bed by noon.
There's something about a nigga whooping your ass with a plum in his pocket.
Nigga punching the face of some walnuts dropping.
Yeah, this nigga eat two pears before. Hold on 1 second.
Your fist smell like dates.
Nobody nigga, under 50 eats dates.
Nigga. Oh, here we go. Tia Kemp shares a story of when Rick Ross's son took his dad's Ferrari.
Boy.
I mean, why you gotta take your dad's Ferrari? Let's just hear. Let me tell you something. First of all, she looked like Pee Wee Herman. Am I the only one that sees this?
She looked like a Bernard Boop. Not Betty Boop.
Oh, man. Shout out to Yunti, man. The strongest jaw in the game. And I ain't talking about for like no head or nothing. I'm talking about, I feel like that bitch could bite a watermelon smooth open. Because he in between every sentence. I said, hey, y'all. Bob Mandilo, you owe me money.
Damn, she did crack up Boss Mandilo.
He owe me money. I was like, damn, ain't no more Coke left on them gloves, man.
She got to re-up your Coke. Like they going to repo the veneers, bro. And Rick Ross gonna say, yo, girl, go get them teeth back.
I need the grill.
I pay for them teeth. Give them back to me.
Oh. All right. Here's the story. Let's do it.
You already took one before. Remember you stole your daddy's Ferrari? Well, you didn't steal it. You took it for a drive while he was out of town. Remember? He called me, her teeth where are beautiful. You at? You know your son ride around in my car?
Yeah. Of course I do. I seen him. Look at them teeth.
I said, look, wait. I call the wheel. All I hear is,
yoking it.
Oh, he got a junior?
He looks just like a buddy.
She said, Lil Will. You know his name, Will.
You need to do that shit again.
Hey, why she so spiteful with this nigga, man?
She will go back to Rick Ross in a minute.
Bro, your son is 25. You ain't been with Rick Ross in 25 years. But look. Leave that man alone. Oh, Lord. Hey, oh, the chase.
The only reason I gave you this clip because when she first did this shit, you can see the smoke in the background. This is one piece of smoke. Mm-hmm. But when she say, remember you took your dad in the car, she said,
yes. Hey. I was about to say something about that. Hey. You know, she had that little weed in her throat.
I watched this shit three times. I said everybody was smoking.
All the real smokers know exactly what just happened.
And then she hit a shot and then hit the little chaser. Yeah. Juice.
How old is she, bro?
She probably our age, bro. I bet money. She might be about 2 years older.
Hey, Siri.
Oh, God, boy. Siri, what she said?
Hey, Siri. That shit ain't set up on there. Hey, Siri. How old is Instagram influencer Tia Kemp? 48 years old.
Ain't bad. Ain't cheating too much.
Oh, hold on. Okay, yeah, 48. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, she ain't too
bad. Yeah, ain't too bad. She, yeah. That pussy still got some wax on.
Got some grip on. Still be getting rejuvenated. They put
the pussy on the chain wax.
Hey, why your Why your Siri sound like a bad man? Siri, your Siri said who?
It said huh? Because you know, how to talk to me. You know, you get to talking to it, they get a little comfortable. Siri get comfortable with you. Like, huh? What you need again, nigga? Hey, bro. You trying to find a dispensary again, nigga?
I think it's gonna come to a date when your girl Siri gonna talk to your Siri and give tell on your ass. I think like
your girl Siri gonna talk to your other
yeah,
Siri.
Yeah, the phones gonna talk to each other.
Oh and, man. Cheating on, yeah,
I'm
hell
just
yeah.
saying, like, if a nigga doing some bullshit, check his phone at this time.
Yes.
Like, just trying to give you what
check this at. Instagram page. Watch for the tattoo on the left arm. That's the bitch you don't like. Oh, man, bruh.
Shout out to the smokers that got a goddamn. Go like, share, subscribe. The perfect 10 guys. Go catacomb and hit the button and then send it to your people, man.
You got
and the shorts page.
Yes, perfect 10 guys shorts. We got it. You need it. You want it. Hey, man, tap in with More Than Culture as well. We post some clips on there. Shout out to MTC. Shout out to all the new people. I guess it's time to give them a nickname.
For the Perfect 10 guys or More Than Culture?
Here. We already got one for More Than Culture. Y'all come up with a name. What do y'all want to call? Yeah.
What's the game? What's your
In PTGs, but that's... That's just what I'm throwing in. That ain't got a stick, but
yeah.
Perfect.
How about the 10 friends?
10 friends. Okay, that's good. But what do y'all think? Put it in the comments. Send a send some videos that you want to see us react to Perfect at Perfect 10 Guys on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. We're on everything, man. Threads.
Yeah.
Twitter. I'm saying Twitter been going all right. Twitter been going kind of crazy since we started.
And let us know too if you're at your uncle's funeral and the side chick jump in the casket.
Yeah,
send that. Please.
Need that. We need. I would love some just straight from the phone footage that's not out on the internet and we make it viral.
So we won't have to license this stuff.
Let's do that.
Let's start the business correct.
We're gonna do that for you if you do that for us. Exclusive. So once again, man, like, share, Catacona, subscribe. You did.
Yeah.